Tennyson Wastewater Treatment Plant. Cholera threatens as municipal negligence continues. During an oversight visit by the Democratic Alliance to the sewer plant in Tennyson, it was alarming to discover that the facility has been without electricity for 2 weeks. Despite the cholera outbreak claiming lives in the Free State, the untreated sewage continues to flow unchecked. Shockingly, no municipal workers were present during our visit. The plant, which is merely 25 years old, has deteriorated to a state of disrepair, reminiscent of its former glory in 1989, when it was considered the best available technology. Astonishingly, grass now grows within one of the aerators, while the malfunctioning augers fail to remove solids, causing methane bubbles to surface from the dysfunctional ponds. The DA contacted both the water manager and the municipal manager, who claimed ignorance regarding the prolonged power outage. The DA remains committed to closely monitoring the dire situation. We will not stand idly by while the health and safety of our communities are at risk. Therefore, we will take immediate action by tabling questions in the council to demand answers on the electricity restoration implementation plan and initiate an investigation into the root causes of this negligent situation. We'll call on the municipality to seek alternative energy solutions to prevent future occurrences. Every effort must be made to prevent the further spread of cholera and ensure the well-being of our communities. The DA is determined to hold those responsible accountable and to work towards swift and effective solutions. André Creer, DA Councillor, Lijwe Liputswa District Municipality.